Hello and welcome back to the Man of the Match podcast. It's your host, Matt, and I'm just going to try to stop taking long breaks in between the podcasts that I make. I promise that, episodes that I make are going to be more frequent. Sorry about that. I said I was going to do it more frequently, and yeah, that's the first thing I wanted to start it off with. But this is our first World Cup themed episode. I'm very happy about that. So, the World Cup happens. Today is the 25th. I'm going to assume about 3 weeks. So, we are starting content now. In other news, other than the World Cup, I'll tell you our topic later. Karim Benzema won the Ballon d'Or. Congratulations, Karim. I didn't expect anyone else to win it. Well-deserved. Incredible season from a player that's over 30 years old. Probably his best that he will ever have in his career. If Messi or Ronaldo would have won it, I would have screamed. No, but seriously, congratulations, Karim. You've had an amazing season. In other news, Salah made the fastest Champions League hat-trick in 6 minutes at Rangers in their 7-1 win. He's just incredible. Happy being a Liverpool fan right now, kind of, as we beat City, but we just lost to the worst team in the Premier League. Yeah, it hurts. Last week, El Clasico happened, Real Madrid versus Barcelona. Karim Benzema scored, Valverde scored, Rodrigo scored, and Barcelona lost, scoring only one goal by Ferran. Also, MLS playoffs took place. Well, they're still taking place. Sunday the 30th, there will be New York City versus Philadelphia for the Eastern Conference. And in the West, LAFC with Bale will take on Austin. Austin's only been in the league for, I forgot whether this is their first year or last year was their first year, but that's insane. One or not even a season in, and they are in the Western Conference Finals, which is absolutely crazy. The winner of both those games goes to the MLS Cup. MLS Cup decides who wins the MLS. Alright. For the World Cup. Squads are in very, very soon. A lot of federations are having their last chance camps, such as the U.S. It's happening this week. Emery is going to be in as manager of Aston Villa as Steven Gerrard was sacked, I believe, this past Sunday, immediately following the game. All right, so now, on to our topic for today. Mysteries of the World Cup. So, since I haven't talked about the World Cup, obviously, a lot, today I just wanted to dive in a lot of things that not many people really, like, take note of. And the first of those things is Canada's whole spiel with Nike. I believe it was against Qatar or Saudi Arabia Canada played, and if you noticed, when Jonathan David celebrated, one of Canada's best players, he covered up the Nike logo. Reason behind this. As I just said, Canada has teamwear kits. I described a little bit of this, like, in the last episode. But if you don't know what teamwear is, it's a very generic, standard thing. It's not original, which Canada should be getting, as I think they're an elite tier club, or tier B. They should still get something like somewhat original for the World Cup, but Nike said no. You are going to wear the exact same thing you wore since 2019, I believe. So, their fans were disappointed. Not a lot of people took note of that. And here is the reason why. I gave you a brief description in my last episode talking about the World Cup jerseys, but this is my full description. So, the official statement from Nike, the official statement, my apologies. The official statement said that Canada was on a quote-unquote different development cycle. So their main reasoning was that they were not that good until 2021. The Canada national team, I can't talk today, was ranked 78th in the world, and I believe they were the lowest in CONCACAF in 2018. Nobody, and I mean nobody, thought this team was going to the World Cup. But something changed. And now they are literally about to head on a plane to Qatar in probably a week's time. And their reasoning behind this really is that, Nike claims, or I really just looked it up, that their shirt development process, in terms of design, takes about 18 months. Okay, here's my thing. There is no way that designing a shirt takes 18 months. Production, yes, well, might take a good 6 months to get it mass produced, but 18 months. There is no way that it takes that long, which is why a lot of people are getting angry at Nike, including Jonathan David with the whole celebration thing. Next, I want to move on to a big story that not a lot of people are talking about. Byron Castillo. Now, as a supporter of the Ecuadorian national team, the Byron Castillo case was huge. When I found out that Chile were filing a claim against Ecuador, I was very upset, to say the least. So here's what's going on. Chile right now, and they're still doing it, which we'll talk about later, is claiming that one of Ecuador's players, Byron Castillo, was born in Colombia, not in Ecuador. Okay, so here's their problem right now. They went to FIFA for they filed a claim on about mid late May or early June. And by mid-May, they got the response. FIFA said, no, he's an Ecuadorian, he's not Colombian. So, Chile's mad. Chile lost the case in FIFA's court. Now they're taking it to the court arbitration for sport. So basically, what this is, it's a international court for cases relating to sport. They filed the claim about a week ago, and now they are waiting for the response, which is in, the court arbitration for sport said that it will be by November 10th. There's no way Chile is winning this case. There is literally no way Chile is winning this case. That is approximately a week or two before the World Cup starts. There is all the branding has been made. Hope is lost for Chile. So yeah, expect nothing really from that. I'll tell you, Ecuador won, but don't really expect anything. Now on to my final little known fact about the World Cup, Denmark. So Denmark's kit provider is Hummel. Hummel is a German brand. I believe Hummel in German means bee, actually, which is why they have the little bee on their crest for their logo. So they obviously produced Denmark's kits for the World Cup, obviously. But here's the thing. They were all red, and the logos were all red, all white, and all black. Those were their kits. And they usually will do kind of something unique for Denmark, but not really. But this was weird, because when the players wear it, you can't really see the logos. It's there, but The players obviously will be running very fast. You can't see the logo. When asked why they did this, Huma stated that it relates to the human rights issues in Qatar. I'm not going to get into that too deep. Obviously, it's a very sensitive topic to a lot of people. Deaths at the World Cup during the construction of the World Cup stadiums. It's a very big issue right now in Qatar. That's why Denmark's thing. That's why Denmark's kit is very weird. And with that, I'm going to conclude the episode. This was meant to kind of like kick things off, give you a little bit of background on what the World Cup is starting off with. In the coming weeks, there should be more World Cup content. The squads come out officially, maybe earlier than the 10th, but they have to be in by the week of the, 10th, 13th. Yeah. So, I will see you guys in, hopefully, I can get this out, Wednesday, and then we can do another episode next week. But I will see you guys then. Ciao.